from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The crisis is over at Health Sciences North in Sudbury. The hospital says the electrical system has been repaired and full power restored. Hundreds of appointments for today were canceled, and now efforts are being made to contact the affected patients to reschedule. An infrastructure emergency was declared yesterday due to damage caused by recent severe weather. In town or out, this is the summer for black bears in our region. They usually trash barbecues or root through garbage. But at Barber's Bay, a bear Aaron Thompson calls a big guy attacked a motorcycle. Thompson says a neighbor alerted her of the animal headed her way. She sounded her car alarm to scare it off.
He had knocked the bike down and destroyed the back seat, but all I saw was his tail end taking off.
Thompson says fortunately the bike itself didn't suffer much damage, surprising considering it weighs 1,300 pounds. As kids return to school this week and next, photos of them are popping up on social media, along with a card or small blackboard outlining their grade and other information. OPP Constable Michelle Simard cautions that while that's okay, limit the information. Avoid posting the child's birthday, the school they attend, and when they graduate, for instance.
There are people out there that target these kind of social media platforms, and unfortunately, not everybody's honest out there. You don't want these young children to be taken advantage of or stalked or anything like that.
Simard says it's better to share the pics privately, so check your Facebook privacy settings. A North End Timmins Elementary School is expanding to add 41 childcare spaces. The province has given the French Catholic School Board the green light to issue the tender for École Jacques Cartier. The government's also contributing $9.75 million towards the construction of 3 childcare rooms. The school is on Maple Street at 9th Avenue. In Country 93.1 sports, the Timmins Rock ended up on the short end of a 3-2 shootout loss against the Buffalo Junior Sabres this afternoon at the Cottage Cup in Wasaga Beach. They now play Collingwood tonight at 7.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.